This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a history of the Grateful Dead. Pop a cassette in the recorder. You'll want to keep this one to trade around. But first, if you thought video games were just for kids... Come on, you know those chords. In case it's not enough for some of us just to watch Law & Order, the original all-new one ripped from the headlines, as well as endlessly rerun, and Law & Order SUV, SVU, whatever it is, and Law & Order Criminal Intent... Law & Order has now become an interactive computer game, probably for a lot of adults who think their children play too many interactive computer games. It opens with... and partners a player with Detectives Lenny Briscoe and Anita Buchanan and Assistant District Attorney Serena Sutherland. Come on, you know those characters. All in the interest of making a collar and making it stick. Arielle Allaire is president of Legacy Interactive, the company that produces Law & Order Interactive. She joins us from Los Angeles. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hi.
And could you walk us through this game?
Sure. We tried to make the game as consistent with the TV show as we could, plus adding interactivity. So in the beginning of the game, you're a partner with Lenny Briscoe, and you come across a dead body in Central Park. And
you're called to the scene because somebody has discovered a dead body in Central
Yes,
Park.
Yes, exactly. Just like this show starts out with a murder, mm-hmm. and you inspect the scene, and you pick up evidence, and you talk to witnesses. And each one of those pieces of evidence then leads you to a new character to talk to, some additional scenes to search, so you can go to trial in the second half.
Let's hear from Lenny Briscoe, our partner. And that's the actual voice of Jerry Orbach?
Yes, it is.
Anybody else see anything?
No one who hung around. But this looks like a heavily trafficked path. Mostly people and their dogs, judging by the prints. See how these branches are bent? Could be she tried to run. Her attacker came after her and caught her just behind these bushes. I've got your worker waiting over by the truck.
Some mornings it pays to stay in bed.
We hired a former Law & Order writer to help us. I mean, she was a little overwhelmed. Her normal script size for an hourly drama is about 50, 60 pages. Our script, because of all the interactivity, was 300 pages. But it's really, really well written.
One of the biggest problems with youngsters who play interactive video games is they explore all possibilities and within a couple of weeks they're bored and tired of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that adults have an even shorter attention span. I'm wondering how much you worry about that.
With this particular game, we did a lot of testing before we released it. And the first half of the game, where you're the detective, takes about, generally speaking, about 15 hours. The second half of the game, where you're working with Serena Sutherland in the trial, that takes about 10 hours.
But for example, if you don't mind sharing some of the numbers or some of the figuring you make, when you know you have to end a segment of the game with Jerry Orbach delivering some kind of smart riposte, how many alternative ripostes do you have?
Well, that would be hard to say. If you think about all the alternatives for Jerry Orbach, you know, it varies depending on, for example, in the game, you can arrest the wrong perp. Mm. And you can then get into trial with that guy. Eventually, your case gets thrown out because you don't have sufficient evidence. But there are lots of alternatives. Just like the TV show, yeah. You know how it often has these twists and turns?
Sure.
That's just the way the game is.
Ms. Lair, did I hear you say perp?
Yes.
Did you usually talk that way, or is this just a byproduct of the game?
Well, we spent about 2 years working on this game, so I am completely immersed in the language of this business.
One of the points of enthusiasm for those of us who like the television show is, in fact, sometimes the wrong man or woman is convicted. I mean, that just seems to be a very honest portrayal of the frailties of the justice system. Could that happen in your game?
No, you can arrest the wrong person, but you can't get a conviction of the wrong person. If we had allowed for, you know, multiple endings, it would have been just, you know, as it turns out, the game's shipped on 3 CDs. You know, we didn't want to ship 5 CDs with this game, so you have to make concessions.
Ms. Lair, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
Arielle Allaire, who's president of Legacy Interactive, makers of Law and Order Interactive.
Not again. I've told you everything I can remember.
Maybe a trip downtown would help your memory.
Am I under arrest?
Only if you refuse. But I can promise you the view ain't as nice and the coffee's lousy.